Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, several members of her cabinet and a former Prime Minister PJ Patterson were at the Norman Manley International Airport last Wednesday, September 10, for the arrival of the body of late Agriculture Minister Roger Clark.
Roger always believed in me, my abilities, and in my sincerity of my mission to serve the people of Jamaica. He was a valiant, trusted ally in my personal crusade and professional cause to help the poor, the oppressed, and the disadvantaged. I share in a deep way the monumental sense of loss which is being felt by his loved ones, especially his dear wife Sonia and their children.
On Tuesday, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller led tributes to Mr. Clark as parliamentarians from both sides shared their fondest memories of the much-loved Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries. Mrs. Simpson Miller said Mr. Clark distinguished himself as an outstanding parliamentarian and a representative of the people. She added that his contributions to the House were always informative, insightful, and groundbreaking.
We remember the life and service of an important pillar of the government of Jamaica. His selfless service to the people reminds me that Roger never asked what this country could do for him. Roger was always eager to know what he could do for Jamaica and for the Jamaican people.
The Prime Minister says Mr. Clark was trained in management and brought his immense theoretical knowledge and unrivaled practical understanding to the art of governance and his chosen vocation of representational politics.
As Roger smiles down on us today, I'd want him to know that our sorrow is inconsolable and our pain is eased marginally with each passing day only by those great, lasting, warm, wonderful, and beautiful memories of him. We are grateful for his love and his sacrifice. Many of us are simply because he was.
Mrs. Simpson Miller expressed condolences to Mr. Clark's family while offering words of encouragement to the people of Central Westmoreland.
I have lost a loyal colleague. I've lost a part of me with the passing of Roger. Yet, I know this pales in comparison to the profound grief being experienced by his family at this time. I offer a word of comfort to the people of Central Westmoreland at this time. They have lost a true servant of the people and a bold champion of the poor. May the soul of our dear departed colleague and friend rest in eternal peace, and may the angels of the Lord carry him home to sweet peace and eternal rest. May his soul rest in peace.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. And a few days before the funeral service, several persons, including Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, viewed the body of Mr. Clark at the People's National Party PNP headquarters on September 11. Public viewings were also facilitated at the Sharon Baptist Church in St. Elizabeth on September 12 and Manning's High School later that same day. Mr. Clark, who died in Florida on August 28, was laid to rest at his family plot in Glenilla, Williamsfield, Westmoreland, after an official funeral service at St. George's Church, Savannah Lamar, yesterday, September 13. That's where we leave you on this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
John, what are we going to do with this half bottle of insecticide? Throw it down the sink?
Buy only as much as you need. Getting rid of unwanted pesticides in Jamaica is a very difficult problem. There are no commercial disposal sites for the dumping of pesticides. And throwing them in the garbage will simply harm the environment and may harm some unsuspecting person at the dump. Return the pesticide to the authorized distributor.
If you have large quantities of unwanted pesticides, either contact the distributor or call the Pesticides Control Authority, 2 King Street, Kingston, telephone 922-2829.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.